谢谢主席先生。刚才美国同事就这个无法确定是否在外空放置武器进行了一些 comments。美方同事说无法确定一个国家是否在外空放置了武器。我理解美方同事指的是这个核查的问题。中方理解美方同事的关切。关于核查的问题，事实上，美国很早就曾经提过在这个外空政策里面的核查问题。下面请允许我用英文说一段。Thank you. In 1960s, President Eisenhower, when he addressed to the General Assembly on 22nd September 1960, and in his address, he said, quote, "We agree, subject to appropriate verification, that no nation will put into orbit or station in outer space weapons of mass destruction." He also said that all launchings of spacecraft should be verified in advance by the United Nations. It means that, in 1960s, the U.S. leader was considering the verification issue. However, after 7 years, the international community agreed on the Space Treaty in 1967. The fact is that, except the requirements of verification, the U.S. underlying principles were all incorporated in the treaty. What I mean is that verification clause is not necessarily included in the treaty. From the history, we can see that in the Space Treaty was concluded without verification clause. Okay. 好，下面我用中文讲。我想说的是，核查条款并不是不可缺少的 ，not indispensable。外空条约没有核查条款。BWC 就是禁止核武器条约也没有核查条款。BWC。因此，我建议，美方代表重新再考虑一下核查的问题。也许随着技术的发展，我们未来可以能达到核查的手段。但是没有核查条款，一样能够达成条约。1967年外空条约就是这样。艾森豪威尔总统曾经提过核查条款，但是最后美国还是同意了，外空条约没有核查条款。这是我对于核查条款的理解。 我想再讲一下 PPWT 的问题。PPWT，刚才有一些同事都表达了对 PPWT 草案的支持。我想强调的是，PPWT 并不是，只是属于中俄的，因为有些国家一提到 PPWT 就给它贴上中国和俄罗斯的标签。事实上，这个草案是属于全国际社会的，因为它是目前在桌子上的唯一的条约草案。希望大家能够以客观的心态来看待这个草案。如果有任何问题，我们都愿意开展沟对话。对，最后有一个技术性的问题。刚才我在进行对这个 IHL 问题进行发言的时候，我的同事提醒我有一句话可能翻的不是很准确。我想再强调一下，这句话应该是。China is not in any way against the humanitarian spirit. China is also keeping friendly discussion with ICRC colleagues. 好，谢谢，谢谢朱毅先生。